ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 6, entitled The Activities of Lord Rishabhadev, verse number 16. So this is a long prose, so I have given a demarcation, so they are not really the different padas of the verses, but I just subdivided so that at least we can try to read. इतिह्यस्मा सकलवेत लोक देव ब्राह्मण गवाम परम गुरोर भगवत ऋषभाख्यस्य विशिद्धाचरितम् ईरितम् पुंसाम् समस्त दुश्चरिताभिहरणम् परम महामंगलायनम्। इदम् अनुश्रद्धयोपचितयानुशृणोति आश्रयावति वावाहितो भगवति। तस्मिन् वासुदेवे एकांततो भक्तिरनयोरपि समनुवर्तते।
Word to a translation. Iti. Thus. Hasma. Indeed. Sakala. All. Veda, of knowledge. Loka, of people in general. Deva, of the demigods. Brahmana, of the Brahmanas. Gavam, of the cows. Parama, the supreme. Guroha, master. Bhagavataha, of the supreme personality of Godhead. Rishabha Akhyasya, whose name was Lord Rishabhadev. Vishuddha, pure. Architam, activities. Iritam, now explained. Pumsam, of every living entity. Samasta, all. Duscharita, sinful activities. Abhiharanam, destroying. Parama, foremost. Maha, great. Mangala, of auspiciousness. Ayanam, the shelter. Idam, this. Anishraddhaya, with faith. Upajittaya, increasing. Anishrunoti, hears from the authority. Ashravayati, speaks to others. Va, or avahitaha, being attentive. Bhagavati, the supreme personality of Godhead. Tasmin, unto him. Vasudeve, to Lord Vasudev. Lord Krishna, Eka Antataha, unflinching. Bhaktihi, devotion. Anayoha, of both groups. The listeners and the speakers. Api, Certainly.
Samanuvartate.
Factually begins. Translation. Shukadev Goswami continued, Lord Rishabdev is the master of all Vedic knowledge, human beings, demigods, cows and brahmanas. I have already explained his pure transcendental activities, which will vanquish the sinful activities of all living entities. This narration of Lord Rishabdev's pastime is the reservoir of all auspicious things. Whoever attentively hears or speaks of them, following in the footsteps of the Acharyas, will certainly attain unalloyed devotional service at the lotus feet of the Lord Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The teachings of Lord Rishabdev are for the people of all yugas, Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and especially Kali Yuga. These instructions are so powerful that even in the age of Kali, one can attain perfection simply by explaining the instructions, following in the footsteps of the Acharyas, or listening to the instructions with great attention. If one does so, one can attain the platform of pure devotional service to Lord Vasudev. The pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees are recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam so that those who recite these pastimes and listen to them will become purified. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. As a matter of principle, devotees should read, speak and hear Srimad Bhagavatam persistently 24 hours daily if possible. That is the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kirtaniya Sadaharihi. One should either chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra or read Srimad Bhagavatam and thereby try to understand the characteristics and instructions of the Supreme Lord, who appeared as Lord Rishabdev, Lord Kapila and Lord Krishna. In this way, one can become fully aware of the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, one who knows the transcendental nature of the Lord's birth and activities attains liberation from material bondage and returns to Godhead. Hari Bol. Om Jnanatimiranthasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakalpadarubhyasya Kripasindhubhyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhutair Mahabhir Yaima Puro Vibhu Nirmaya Shete Yadamusha Purusha Bhunte Gunam Shodasya Shodasatmaka Solan Krishishta Bhagavan Vacham Sime. Hare Krishna. Happy to be here with all of you. Happy to see a full temple room. It is inspiring for everyone, for the hearers and the speakers. So, we are on this very auspicious occasion And we have a very auspicious verse to read, because this verse is talking about the Phalashruti. What are the pious results of hearing the pastimes of Rishabhdev and in general hearing the pastimes of the personality of Godhead? As it is mentioned here, this Phalashruti is not at all material. It is not just simply pious, but it is completely transcendental, because one can obtain unalloyed devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, Bhagavati. It is mentioned, ekantataha Bhagavati. So, ekantataha means unflinching, unalloyed devotional service one can obtain by attentively and with full faith listening to the pastimes of the Lord. Here, this purport is very, very instructional. As always, speaking from Srimad Bhagavatam is not very difficult. Why? Because Prabhupada has already given everything, what to speak. If we have to explain just the translation, it can be difficult. But when we read the purport, Prabhupada has already told what to speak. It's only what we had to do, we had to just speak what Prabhupada has already spoken. So that is our fortunate position. And that's why in the verse itself, in the translation itself, it is mentioned that one has to hear in the disciplic succession following the authorities. When we hear from the authorities, then we get the real meaning. Otherwise, the meaning can be completely different. So here, the first point mentioned in the purport is that these teachings are timeless. Timeless means it is equally applicable all the time. So it's mentioned, when we talk about the time, the span of the time mentioned is beyond our conception. We may take it for granted because we have heard so many times, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Krita Yuga, Dwapara, you know, we have heard so many times. Okay, different yugas, what are the yugas, that's it. But if we try to fathom the actual time scale, it is beyond our imagination, isn't it? It is beyond our imagination. So it is certainly timeless wisdom. It's only one yuga, so many yugas, four yugas constitute one Divya Yuga, and thousand Divya Yugas, one day of Brahma, and Brahma is going to live for hundred years, and we are pretty much the midway of Brahma's this day. And this is where we are situated. And these teachings are timeless. And certainly we can see that the teachings of Rishabhdev is very, very practical. And it is especially relevant in the age of Kali. It is especially relevant at this point in time. So this is very important. Because the first verse that Rishabhdev speaks is very profound. And the series of verses are very, very profound. And Srila Prabhupada has given many, many lectures on these verses. And even many, many ISKCON devotees following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada have given many lectures on the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev, considering its relevance to our practical life. So what is the first verse? 551, just the chapter before. Naham deho deha bhajan kashtan kaman adhade vidbhujane tapo divyam putragayena sattvam shuddhet yasmat brahma saukhyam tu anandam. So this verse is defining the purpose of human form of life. So we may think, is it relevant? Because we all know what is the purpose of human form of life. At least vaguely we would know at times if we become devotees. We also forget many times, but at least sometimes when we hear the lectures, if consciously we hear, oh, this is the purpose of human form of life. But our mind can go somewhere else, and our attention can go somewhere else, and our practices can be a bit intermittent. Still, we do hear what is the purpose of human form of life. Is it making money? Not really. Some people say yes, but it's not. Right? Is it sense gratification? Because the senses are demanding now. Gratify my senses. You will enjoy like anything. Isn't it? Our mind is selling sometimes, right? Or many times. So, Rishabhdev is going to counteract that point. Then, is it Tesla car or driverless car is the purpose of human form of life? Or SpaceX? The rocket is going up. Is that the purpose of human form of life? What is the purpose of human form of life? Or just get rid of the coronavirus? Is that if we succeed, okay, we will beat it. Victoria will be on top of it. You know, that is the current slogan. Is that the purpose of human form of life? Yes, on the way we also take precautions. No doubt about it. No doubt. But is that all? That's the point. We are very careful to take precautions because it is very important to practice our devotional service because our health is very important. But is that all the purpose of human form of life? Rishabhdev says, no. Naham deho deha bhajan kashtan kaman arhade bhujanye. This sense gratification is available for whom? For hogs. What is their qualification? Vit bhujan. Oh, this is very heavy, very gross. Vit means the stool. The stool eaters. So the sense gratification that the human beings are pursuing all the time is very freely available for even the hogs who are eating the stool. Think about it. So heavy it is. This is the first verse, the first teaching of Lord Rishabhdev. And Prabhupada says this is very, very relevant, especially in this age of Kali. So we can understand where we are standing. Then he says, what's the real purpose? Tapo divyam. Tapo divyam. Divyam tapa. What is it? This is transcendental austerities in Krishna consciousness. What are those transcendental qualities? We may not feel like getting up early in the morning and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Please get up. Preach to the mind and please get up and chant Krishna's names. When we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, thousand other thoughts come to our mind, uninvited. And we, our mind linger upon them. So, stay away from that. This is tapa. Following four regulatory principles, that is tapa. And sincerely engaging ourselves in devotional service. Okay, there is some amount of austerities in it. Isn't it? We all agree. Getting up, chanting, being focused. There are austerities involved in it. Tapo divyam putraka. Because he is addressing his 100 sons. But, yena sattvam shuddhyet. That's not sattvam shuddhyet. One's consciousness will be purified. There is benefit. And then what one can get? Brahma saukhyam tu anantam. So this is, one can get Brahma saukhyam, means spiritual happiness, which is unlimited. Don't go for this tiny bit of happiness, which even a hog can get. Rather, look for something which is unlimited. This is the first instruction of Rishabhdev. And when we talk about austerities, one may be a bit disheartened. One may feel, how can I do it? Is it all painful? It is not. And don't think that this Brahma Saukhyam, the spiritual happiness, one can get only at the end of life. Or whole life of austerities and at the end, one can get Brahma Saukhyam. No, it doesn't work like that. If we perform austerities in Krishna consciousness as given by Srila Prabhupada and his followers, then one can experience spiritual happiness now. So the process of purification is simultaneously austere and rewarding. Say, for example, we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. To focus the mind, we may have to get away from my thoughts, many thoughts which we are attached to. What am I going to do next? What had happened yesterday? What will happen in the future? Many thoughts can come to our mind, and since we are attached, getting rid of those thoughts or again refocusing on the Hare Krishna Mahamantra can be a bit painful. But if we hear the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Krishna reveals himself. He will give some taste to it. So it is simultaneously rewarding and painful. So this is the process of purification. This is the beginning of bhakti. There are some austerities, but we can experience spiritual pleasure. Getting up early in the morning, it can be painful. Mind will tell 100 times, you are so tired. You had a late night, even though you slept early, the sleep quality was not so good. So please sleep for 5 more minutes. Give 5 minutes or 15 minutes or half an hour. You will be okay, you will be fresh, and then you will chant very attentively. So mind is telling, I am giving you a favor. So please sleep for some more time, then everything will be alright. Then you will look at the watch, it will be 7 o'clock or 7:30. Then chanting didn't happen. Sleeping also half-half, because most of the time this Brahma Muhurta sleeping is the worst. That the time for all bad dreams, all the ghosts, everything can come during this time when we are sleeping. So we are defeated in all ways, you know, both directions. Chatting didn't happen, sleeping also didn't happen. This is how mind works. This is how mind works. So Rishabhdev is warning us, please be focused on the human purpose of life. So please be focused on that. Then he continues, how can we come to that platform? Okay, it is explained. Okay, we have to perform austerities in Krishna consciousness. But how will you do it? It's a question, right? How can we do that? So Rishabhdev, next verse itself, he says, there is a possibility. How? He says, Mahasevam dwaram ahur vimukter tamodwaram yoshidam sangi sangam. So he starts with Mahasevam ahur. Mahasevam dwaram ahur vimukte hai. What we have to take? We have to take the association of devotees. That is Mahasevam dwaram ahur vimukte. Okay, if you take the association of the devotees, and then one can go beyond the bondage of material life. So that is the path of liberation. Mahasevam dwaram. That is the path. The gateway to liberation is the association of the devotees. And then the opposite is tamodvaram. What is that? Yoshidam sangi sangam. Yoshidam sangi sangam. Yoshit means woman, or opposite sex, generalizing it. Sangi sangam, one who is attached to the people who are attached to woman or opposite sex, their association, it is tamodvaram. Both, one is vimukti dwaram, another one is tamodvaram. Very clearly mentioned, if we get attached to our old friends, you know, the old friends, right? We used to have our old friends, and sometimes it comes to our mind, maybe we are not talking to them, maybe I should associate with them, maybe they may have some good advice for us, because anyway I am going through a little bit difficulty in Krishna consciousness. When these kind of thoughts come, we need to remember, this is tamodvaram. Tamodvaram yoshidam sangi sangam. So we should keep at distance such kind of association. One can preach to them, there is no problem, but don't take their instructions. So that's why it is mentioned, guhyam akhyadi prachati. One has to reveal one's mind confidentially to devotees and take instructions. In that way, one can make progress in bhakti. At the same time, if one does reveals one's mind to non-devotees, what happens? One's destruction is guaranteed. If you are going through a problem in Krishna consciousness, overall one is down. You know that, right? Sometimes we feel very down in Krishna consciousness. That time one thinks, you know, yeah, these people around us, they are telling, you know, get up, chant, do service. Maybe it's our problem. Maybe I should call my college friend. Okay, let me have some time with him or her. And you spend some time, you tell all the problems. Then what happens? You are actually opening the gate for all the instruction. They will tell, yes, all the problem is because now you are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you are associating with the devotees. Then you also start thinking, yeah, it's a problem. Really, you know, look, this problem, I had to do something about it. So this is tamodvaram. So both dwara, both gateways are right in front of us, and it is a matter of choice what we need. So the more we want to advance in Krishna consciousness, follow the devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness more seriously. Correct? That's all. Follow in their footstep, and then success is guaranteed. So it is very practical, Rishabdev says. It is very practical. So Mahandaste Samachitta Prashantaha. It is their qualification. Mahandaste Samachittaha. Samachittaha. They are equipoised. Prashantaha. They are very happy in Krishna consciousness. That is their qualification. They are equipoised. They are very happy in Krishna consciousness. And what? And it's mentioned, Vimanvaya Suhruda Sadhoye. So they are great devotees. They are very peaceful, and they are sadhus. They are well-wishers of all living entities. They are Suhruda. And if you take their association, if you take devotee association, then success is guaranteed. In that way, Rishabdev opens up the path of success. I can't go through the whole instructions of Rishabdev, but I mentioned one or two important verses, and he continues on the purpose of human form of life, and how can one achieve it, and what are the impediments on the way. For example, he says the three reasons for accepting material bodies. I'm just telling in essence the three reasons for accepting material bodies. Material bodies, when we have material body, don't think that is the body for enjoyment. Don't think in front of the mirror, you know, adjust all the clothes, the dress, head, you know, the whole thing. Don't think that this body is for enjoyment. That's the first is the link. Here it is mentioned the three reasons for accepting this material body. So Rishabdev is telling in a negative way, not telling in a positive way. You understand? We think, one may think in material consciousness, very good, you know. Three reasons, I definitely want to hear these three reasons, because it sounds very good. Because I have a body I can enjoy, so let me hear the three reasons. First, sense gratificatory activities. Want to enjoy the senses. So it means suffering. Second, bit more deeper, fruitive consciousness. So one is activities and the consciousness behind that. And third, even deepest level, Rishabdev says, it is all because of avidya or ignorance. So that's why we are here in this material world. So Rishabdev continues, even though I cannot resist, I will read one more verse. Because it's very provoked, recites this verse and explains this verse again and again. You all know this verse. Nunam pramata kurite vikarma. Yad indriya pridat apranoti. Na sadhumanye tada atmanoyam. Asanadavi kreshada asadehi. So this is a very important verse. I'll read the exact translation. Prabhupada puts in a very wonderful way. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kind of sinful activity. Isn't it true? When the sense gratification is our object, then one can do anything. All four regulatory principles are gone, because if you break them, then one can enjoy the senses. So that is just the beginning. And one after another. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. So the sense gratificatory activities are the reason for obtaining this body, and this body is the cause of suffering, and one indulges further in sense gratification to get another body and get more suffering. Isn't it very contradictory? But we do subscribe to that. Actually, the living entity should not have taken a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification, by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. See? So Rishabdev makes everything very clear. So no doubt about it. So like that, Rishabdev continues his teachings, and Srila Prabhupada mentioned his teachings are most relevant at this point of time. And instead it is mentioned, one has to hear Srimad Bhagavatam all the time. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Srila Prabhupada doesn't say that sometimes Bhagavata Seva. Nityam, here Prabhupada says 24 hours, 7 days a week, if possible. And in another, here Prabhupada says, hearing Bhagavatam, it can be chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or hearing Bhagavatam. Then in another purport, Srila Prabhupada clarifies this further. When we consider 24 hours, Prabhupada says, one can serve Bhagavatam, either the person Bhagavatam or the book Bhagavatam. One can study Bhagavatam or follow in footsteps of Bhagavat devotees like Srila Prabhupada. So it is mentioned, then it becomes even more practical, isn't it? We can be engaged in our services and we can hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So these things are very, very important in our life, because by that we can develop some attraction for Krishna. And if we get little bit of absorption in Krishna, we are saved from material miseries. We don't feel it. We can face it with full force. This is Krishna consciousness. See, if you want to breathe, if you are drowning in the ocean of material existence, or if you are drowning in ocean in itself, then to breathe, you don't have to come to the shore as such. It's best. That's what we aim at. But even if the nose is above water, one can breathe. That process is hearing about Krishna and having a little bit of absorption in Krishna. That is that breathing. So if we have that much Krishna consciousness, we have the strength to fight against the tortures of material existence. And the tortures of material existence primarily reside in our mind. So the Maya is residing in our own mind. I'll tell one of my latest experience of suffering. Okay, just happened last week. Just this week, I was distributing books. At one day, I was feeling so down. You won't imagine. I was so negative. It's not that by facing people, it's not that people were not stopping, then I became negative. Already I was negative. My mind was giving such a hard time, thinking all negative things. I am a failure. Nothing is going to happen. You know, it's like all negative thoughts. And then I went on Sanson Street, and the flood of people are coming. And I'm thinking, I'm already down. How am I going to stop them and speak to them? I convince them to buy this book. If you look at me, they will think I'm already suffering. And I'm telling you, now, by reading this book, you will also suffer. I was so negative. And you see, the mind was just going astray, crazy. And just standing there, you know. I'm standing there, nothing is happening. I'm not stopping anyone. People are just going on. That's it. Can you imagine? If you distribute books, you have some kind of movements, right? You know, people are just passing and we are standing, you know, what am I doing? Am I at the right place? You know, like Arjun on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Why am I doing this? Am I at the right location? Is there anything wrong with me? You know, like that. And very, very negative. Then, at that point, this thought came to my mind. Yes, this is actually the best time. Because I am feeling very, very low. And I have heard in lectures, and I have given lectures also, that when one is very low, one is at rock bottom, this is the best time to take shelter of Krishna. So now I can really take shelter of Krishna, because now I have no hope. I have no hope in my abilities. I have no hope in whatever qualifications that I think I have. I have no hope. So I started thinking about Gauranathai, Radha Vallabha, Jagannath Balaya Subhadra, and started chanting. Then I got the strength. So now, here I am. This is my battlefield. I am going to do it. That's it. Then started stopping people. And, you know, when you stop people, naturally the mantra will come. You know, what to speak. So just did the same thing. And the book started going. The halfway through, you know, the books in my trolley, it finished. I felt, okay, this is Krishna's power. So this is how Krishna works. So when we are at the rock bottom, that's the best time. We can call upon Krishna and try our best. And we see the wonder how Krishna works. This is Krishna consciousness. We have to experience ourselves. So we can see this is how the mind can give such a hard time for everyone. So even if you want to read Bhagavatam, actually nobody's obstructing you, right? Take book and just read. Or hear a lecture. Just press the button. But that button becomes so distant. You know, you feel like, you know, 10 kilometers you have to travel to press that button. Bhagavatam is in your hand, but you feel like the Bhagavatam, you have to work hard, then make money, then buy a copy of Bhagavatam and read. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had to wait for 5 or 6 years to get one copy of bona fide Chaitanya Charitamrita. We feel like that. To open a book. So who is giving the trouble? Mind is giving the trouble. So then we had to think, look, I am going to defeat my mind. Today my mission is, I am going to defeat my mind. Whatever mind is telling no to do, I am going to do it. So then Krishna will help by taking shelter of Krishna. So when we start Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada says, we are declaring war against Maya. It means we are declaring war against our own enemy mind. That's it. So we have to do that. That is the regular practice of any devotee. And if we can't do that, if we can't fight with a sporting spirit against Maya, we will not be able to make progress in bhakti. So this is very, very important that we have to have that sportsman spirit. One goal hit, okay, I will do two more. I am feeling low, I will do something extra to defeat Maya. And that works. Because we are taking shelter of Krishna, and Krishna says, Maya metam tarantite. By taking shelter of Krishna, Mameve prapasande maya metam tarantite. Krishna says, okay, this devotee is sincere, I want the help. Or help. So this is Krishna's mercy. So we can see today is a great occasion for that. It is mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that if we find I have no taste in chanting Krishna's names, one solution he gives is, of course, chanting with association with the devotee. Even after that, still if there is no taste for chanting Krishna's names, one feels it's just a drag, then one solution Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells is observe the festival days completely. Get absorbed in the festival days, and today is one of those days. Get absorbed in Snan Yatra. I'll speak about that coming there. But so what happens these days, the Lord gives special mercy. I'll tell why special mercy, that's also coming. So the Lord will give special mercy so that we develop some taste for hearing Krishna's names. Whatever, in whatever aspects of Krishna consciousness we don't have taste, if we absorb in the festivals, then Krishna will give special mercy. We develop taste for that. And especially today, this verse talks about glorify the transcendental activities of the Lord. Because Rishabdev himself in the previous chapter says, Idam shariram mama durvibhavyam. He says in the previous verse, along with the instruction, he says, Idam shariram, my body is durvibhavyam. It is transcendental. It's not bound by the material nature. So that is Rishabdev's body. So he performed superhuman activities. So similarly, Lord Jagannath's activities are also superhuman. Krishna's activities are superhuman. Atimartyani karmani, first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam says. Krishna came here to perform such wonderful pastimes to attract our minds. So we will describe the importance of this Snan Yatra and importance of Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Swami ki, Jagannath Puri Dham ki. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are three parts: Adi, Madhya, and Antya. So these three sections are describing Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. Because Adilila presents our connection to the Lord. So all the philosophical principles are presented in the Adilila. And Madhya is about Abhideya or the process of devotional service. And especially the Sankirtan is described in the Madhilila. And Antilila is the Prayojana, the experience of Mahaprabhu. in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Now, if we study Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Madhyalila, in the beginning, there are pastimes from Navadev, from Shantipur, and then there are many pastimes from Jagannath Puri. And Mahaprabhu makes Jagannath Puri as his headquarters. So it was an arrangement with his mother, because his mother didn't want Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan Dham because it is so far. So Advaitacharya and other devotees, they made the arrangement that Mahaprabhu can stay in Jagannath Puri, and they told that Puri and Bengal are just like two rooms of the same house. So it is not too far, and devotees can visit Mahaprabhu and be part of his pastimes yearly. So Mahaprabhu made Jagannath Puri as his headquarters. That is speciality of Jagannath Puri, apart from, of course, Padita Pavan, Lord Jagannath is there. And Mahaprabhu started his preaching mission in Jagannath Puri far and wide. So from Jagannath Puri, he went all over India, starting from Tur to South India. And later, we will see in the Antilila that Mahaprabhu manifested all the intimate pastimes in Jagannath Puri. So we can see that Mahaprabhu chose Jagannath Puri as his headquarters, and he chose to perform his pastimes, which are the most intimate in Jagannath Puri. In addition, Jagannath Puri is simultaneously Aishwarya Dham, because Jagannath Puri has the mood of Aishwarya, of opulence of Dwaraka. At the same time, it has the intimacy of sweet Vrindavan. As we know, Dathyatra is representing that. The gopis and the Brajavasis are pulling Jagannath, Baladeva and Subhadra back to Vrindavan. So there is the intimacy of Vrindavan, the sweetness of Vrindavan, and the greatness of Dwaraka are present in Jagannath Puri Dham. So it is very special in those respects. And also, when we see the pastime of Mahaprabhu, when Mahaprabhu reached Jagannath Puri, he wanted to go alone to see Lord Jagannath, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and he wanted to see Krishna by himself. So there is this pastime of Danda Bhanga, and then Mahaprabhu runs towards Jagannath Puri Mandir, and once he reaches there, he sees Lord Jagannath and he tries to embrace Lord Jagannath, and at that moment he falls unconscious. He was in complete ecstasy. He was completely filled with love of Godhead, and he fell down in Jagannath Puri Mandir. And then we know the pastime how Sarva Bhattacharya took him to his house and bring him back to the consciousness. However, the first pastime is conversion of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the Mayavadi Pandit, he was the Mayavadi guru of many sannyasis, into a great Vaishnava. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, you will know a touchstone only when the touchstone is touching an iron piece. If the touchstone is with gold all the time, then you will not recognize the value of the touchstone. Similarly, even though Mahaprabhu purified Jaga and Madhai, but rest all the associates were pure devotees. There were pure devotees even before Mahaprabhu manifested his Sankirtan pastime. So he couldn't demonstrate his mercy so much in Navadvip. So he started manifesting his mercy in Jagannath Puri and further in South India. So in Jagannath Puri, by converting Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to a pure Vaishnava, Mahaprabhu showed his supremacy he showed himself to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because now the whole world can see. Because Vasudev Sarvabhaum's books about logic are well read by pundits even now in India. So that is the greatness of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. He was such a logician. And by converting him into a devotee, Mahaprabhu showed, even one who is completely against the devotional principles can be converted into devotees. So this is the glory of Mahaprabhu. He manifested in Jagannath Puri. So we can see even the glory of Srila Prabhupada, we can see because he converted. Who? Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. So that is the glory of Srila Prabhupada. So greatness is shown when the most unqualified people are being saved. So Srila Prabhupada showed that. Mahaprabhu showed that. So this he started in Jagannath Puri. Then Mahaprabhu had a very special mood, since Mahaprabhu fainted right in front of Lord Jagannath. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and other devotees, they all told Mahaprabhu that you shouldn't go in front of Jagannath alone. And Mahaprabhu told that I will only go up to Garuda Stambha. Now also if you go to Jagannath Puri Mandir, you can see the Garuda Stambha. And Mahaprabhu only used to go till the Garuda Stambha so that he can see Lord Jagannath. And he may not faint being present near the Garuda Stambha. But there is an internal reason to that. Externally, it is for the safety of Mahaprabhu. But internally, there is another reason. And the reason is that when he stands next to Garuda Stambha, he can only see Lord Jagannath. So when he sees Jagannath alone, he was seeing Brajendra Nandan Krishna in the threefold bending form. So he was getting that intimate vision of Krishna, and he was not seeing Baladev or Subhadra, because then his mood will change, isn't it? Because if Krishna's brother and sister are there, then he cannot see Krishna in the same mood of conjugal affection. So Mahaprabhu had this internal desire that was being fulfilled by standing next to Garuda Stambha, and he was seeing Lord Jagannath. That way, Mahaprabhu enacted so many pastimes, so many wonderful pastimes in Jagannath Puri. One of such pastimes is Snan Yatra. So it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto in the Uddhava Gita that we can offer many things to the deities of the Lord. Right? We can offer many things. So in the deity worship, we can have, generally we have 16 upacharas or 64 upacharas. We can have so many offerings unto the Lord in the archa form, isn't it? However, Krishna tells Uddhava that of those, two are most pleasing to the Lord. Isn't it interesting? We can offer unlimited things to the deity form of the Lord, but of them, two are most dear to the Supreme Lord. So he says, Krishna says in the Uddhava Gita, Snana alankaranam preshtam archaya eva tu Uddhava. Two things are most favorite of the Lord. One is snana, second is alankar or shringar. These are the most favorite activities of the Lord. He wants to take bath. That is very favorite to the Lord. See, because the Lord becomes very pleased. Preshtha, very dear to me. And shringar, alankrita, alankar, decoration. These two things are very dear to the Lord. So he likes, the Lord likes water pastimes. The Lord likes the Abhishek pastimes. The Lord likes decoration. So he likes these things very intimately. So he instructs Uddhava, these are most intimate to me. At the same time, he says all other offerings are equal to me if it's offered with bhakti. And without bhakti, nothing is nothing is favorite of him. But at the same time, if bhakti, other things are also dear to him, but most dear thing, Ati Prashta, is Snana and Alankar. So, why are we conducting this Snan Yatra today? The reason is, because, why this question? In India, Snan Yatra is which month? In June. In June, in Jagannath Puri, is scorching hot, very, very hot. So the Lord take a lot of pleasure in taking bath, isn't it? So if it's very, very hot, we want to take a good shower, cold water. People enjoy, isn't it? And by Krishna's arrangement, what is the maximum degree today, temperature? 33. So it's so good. So the Lord will really like it. So our aim is to give pleasure to Krishna. And when the temperature is high, when it's very hot, and the Lord take pleasure in taking bath. I remember, even when I was a kid, I was in my native place, and you know, it is a summer and very hot, and we were kids. So there used to be a big pump, you know, for watering, you know, big, you know, a huge one. And my uncle, he used to turn on the pump, and the water used to spray. And we all go underneath. All the kids will be underneath, you know, in the hot sun, standing and taking bath and jumping. So even we like it. So think about the Supreme Lord. He wants to have fun. How is he having fun? By taking bath. And now, it's not just water, because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have all different kinds of offerings, starting from the Panchamrita. First, we offer milk. So, milk abhishek, then yogurt, then ghee, then honey, then sugar water, and after that, all different varieties of fruit juices. See? And we garland Jagannath with different garlands, even fruit garlands. So, the Lord is having a very wonderful time. So, that's why Snan Yatra is very, very intimate and very pleasurable to the Supreme Lord. Taking bath is very intimate, isn't it? Do we make it public? No. It's a very, very secretive activity. But the Lord is so merciful that He's inviting all the devotees. You come and you see, how am I taking bath? You witness my bath. And it is so amazing. And in that way, we get purified and we get attracted to the Supreme Lord. So that is the speciality of Snan Yatra. And the Lord, His Leela is Naralila. Naralila means He acts like a human being. Even though Atimartyani, even though His activities are superhuman, but He came here to perform Naralila. Naralila means human-like activities. Because then we can become more attracted to Krishna. Why He is performing Naralila? So we can become more attracted to Krishna. We feel, even though He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is the greatest of the great, still He is acting just like a human being. So after the Snan Yatra, the Lord will get sick. Okay? Because so much of water, it's hot sun, but too much of water, too much shower. Too much in the shower, so He gets a cold. So that's called Anavasara. Then 2 weeks He has to take rest. Very austere diet. We offer Lord Jagannath Balasubdhara a very austere diet. Very special khichdi. And lemon and ginger drink. If we feel, you know, if we have cold still, if we feel like eating all the feast, look at Jagannath. He is also being given very austere diet during this cold and sick period. So he goes through that. He'll be gone to Lord Jagannath's bedroom, is there upstairs, next to Prabhupada's room. There is special bed for him. The Lord will be taken there. He will take rest. And then devotees will feel separation from Him. This is very important. We should, when we come here, the altar will look empty. You will find it today, afternoon, evening onwards, you will see the altar is empty because their presence is so strong. When they have gone, because of sickness, we feel the altar is empty. And previously 3 pujaris, then reduced to 2 pujaris. Now probably only 1 pujari, so that will continue. So that, then the devotee should pray to Lord Jagannath Balaraya Subhadra that, my dear Lord, please come back. Please get better and please come back. so that we can worship you. We can offer all different kinds of bhogas to according to your taste. Now you are on a very austere diet. But please come back. So if you pray like that, Lord Jagannath is waiting for that prayers. Because his transcendental body never gets sick. For devotees he is becoming sick. So we have to pray so that we can pray. And then the Lord will come with full enthusiasm. Right? And then he will continue for till next year. And also there is another festival also is there today. That is called Darshan of the Lord Panihati. That is another. There is another one also. Do you know what is that? Hathivesh. Hathivesh. That is another. So many festivals today. One is Snanyatra, Hathivesh, Panihati. So many festivals in one day we are celebrating. Hathivesh. Why Hathivesh? Why he is coming in the elephant form? Because one devotee, he desired in Jagannath Puri, I want to see the Lord in the form of Ganesh. Some devotees, you know, they, because he was attached to Ganesh, and he said, my Jagannath, I want to see Jagannath in the Ganesh form. The Lord is all powerful, so he showed his form, he gave darshan in Hathivesh. So the Lord will also show us in Hathivesh. It is mentioned, if we are seeing the Hathivesh form, and if we pray to the Lord sincerely, the Lord can fulfill any desires. So have your spiritual desires ready. When you take Hathivesh darshan and pray to the Lord, and it will be fulfilled. Hare Krishna. And Panihati festival. Who performed the Panihati festival? Lord Nityananda Prabhu on the bank of Ganges. Because who wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya? Raghunath Das Goswami. He was the son of a rich merchant. And finally, he was sitting in the assembly of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda was a bit away from the Ganges on the bank itself. And first circle, the first associate of Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Lord Balaram himself. Then the second circle, next associate. Then the next circle, like that, thousands and thousands of devotees alone around Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda Prabhu sat there and he told, catch him, get him here. He looked at Raghunath Das Goswami, bring him here. So Raghunath Das Goswami was hiding behind and he was brought. He said, you are a thief because you want to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya without me. The proper system is go through the parampara, finally go through Lord Nityananda and then Mahaprabhu. He said, you want Lord Chaitanya's mercy without me? Okay, I will punish you. So Raghunath Das Goswami was very happy. Okay, kindly punish me. We hear punish me means we'll freak out. But Raghunath Das Goswami was ecstatic. He said, okay, punish me. Then he said, you arrange a big feast for all these devotees. Raghunath Goswami was very happy. And that how so many yogurt and rice preparations were made. And first the pots after pots were offered to Lord Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu started eating. And what he would do? First he will eat and he will give a morsel to, like this. To whom? Lord Chaitanya. No one could see Lord Chaitanya. Only Nityananda Prabhu and very intimate associates, they could see Lord Chaitanya there. And Lord Nityananda would first feed Lord Chaitanya, he would eat. Like that, then the remnants he will give to associates. In that way, everyone was getting Mahaprasadam. And those who are pure in heart, the intimate associates of Lord Nityananda, at that time they could remember their being in the company of Krishna and Balaram in the forest of Vrindavan in Dwapara Yuga. So they were thinking, oh, we were with Krishna and Balaram in Dwapara Yuga, the forest pastime, now on the bank of Ganges. And it is mentioned that people were even standing in Ganges in half water, so many people. So we are celebrating that also. So we are offering that special Mahabhog to Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadraji after the Snanyatra. So many festivals. So it's a time for great mercy. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Snanyatra Mahamahotsav
Ki
Jai! Hathivesh Ki Jai! Panihati Festival Ki Jai! Transcendental Auction Ki Jai! Mitai Gaur Premanande! Hare Hare!